everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia. Every single Friday, I like to get on and just upload an episode where I talk to you guys about topics that either you've asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about. A lot of the time, it's kind of just a more chilled out conversation where I just sit here and talk to you guys like you're my little sisters. That's kind of how most episodes feel, especially when I kind of go through advice that you guys want me to talk about. It just feels like I'm on FaceTime with my best friend trying to give her advice on a certain situation. So I have been really loving the episodes where we kind of just sit and chill out and all of that. I've been feeling very kind of like in this like weird mood the past week where I feel like life is going on for me, but I'm not necessarily like keeping track of what's going on, and I'm not really like focusing on what's going on. I'm not necessarily living in the moment, I feel like. It feels like life isn't real right now, and it feels like everything is just a routine and I'm just doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing and just going to the places I should be at, all that stuff. Like going to class when I should be at class, going to work when I should be at work, coming home and doing my homework because that's what I have to do, working on this, working on that. And I feel like when you put a lot on your plate, it's normal to feel that way. It's normal to kind of feel like a hamster on a wheel doing the same thing over and over again and just work, work, work. And that's really how I've felt recently. And so I wanted to just do a more chilled out episode, just a small little episode where I sit, go through your DMs of things that you want to ask me. If you don't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve. That is my new Instagram account. My old one was hacked and I lost all my followers, DMs, posts, stories, everything. So I kind of just made this new account a few months ago, but make sure you guys follow me and DM me. I love going through my DMs and hearing what you guys want me to talk about. So make sure you guys take advantage of that to be part of my episode and be a part of the things that I talk about. I keep everything anonymous when I do go through the DMs, but I just think answering DM advice is so nice because it makes you feel like you relate to the people that are going through it. And I'm sure I've gone through a lot of the situations I'll be answering today. So it makes you feel less alone. It makes you feel like if this person is going to go through it, it makes me feel better that I'm going through it. If this person is going to handle the situation in this way, it makes me feel better about handling the situation in that way. It's just comforting to know that you and someone else relate on the same situation. And obviously, at the end of the day, everyone has their own lives, everyone is in different situations, but it's so important to kind of remind yourself and to remember every situation is unique and different to that person. But just the fact that someone else can understand a little bit and relate a little bit of what you're going through does bring a little bit of comfort. So that is why I like going through the DMs. I just feel like it makes us all feel like a community. It makes us all relate to each other. I have so many exciting things coming for my show right now. So many exciting things that I'm working on. I'm just kind of waiting until I'm out of school before completely launching any of it because I want to really put my all into it. So I'm so excited for all the exciting things that we have coming towards For You From Eve community because I think this community is great. But I want to go ahead and get started into the DMs that you guys asked and start to give advice on all the situations you guys have asked me to talk about. Someone asked me, I'm struggling with burnout right now and I'd love to hear any tips you have on burnout prevention and recovery. So I go through burnout all the time and I think burnout is so normal, especially in such a go, 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 overstimulated, fast-paced world society that we live in right now. And it's so normal to feel burnt out. Like I said, hamster on a wheel. It's so normal to kind of just feel like life is moving super fast for you. And it's so difficult to try to keep up with it sometimes and to try to keep that schedule and keep that routine and just try to keep sane while doing it, trying to keep up with school and work and side hobbies and going to the gym and trying to focus on eating healthy and completing your skincare routine and still finding the time to go grocery shopping and get your nails done and see your friends and have a social life and meet new people. It is like, how am I supposed to do all of these things at once? And it's so funny when I meet people and they're like, what do you do for work? And I'm like, what don't I do for work? I'm like, I'm a full-time student. I'm a teacher. I'm not a full-time teacher, but I'm a substitute teacher that I do twice a week. So pretty time consuming. I'm a babysitter. I babysit around three times a week, 2 to 3 times a week. I'm a podcaster and I do social media. And they're like, all at once? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how, but it just gets done. And sometimes I'll have like a week where I'm like, that was the most amazing productive week. I got done all of my homework, studied for all my exams, made money babysitting, went to work. Like I do all these amazing things and I'm like, that was great. That was great. That was great. And then I'll kind of just like sit back and I'm like some weeks and I'm like, that was overwhelming. I can't believe I just did that. That was too much. I'm tired. I want to quit something. I need to take a break from this and that. It's like, it really just fully depends on the week or the month that I'm having. And I think a lot of the time when it comes to burnout, it's because we are in routine and we are on schedule. Like, I know for me, I'm very, when I'm on that routine and when I'm on that schedule, that's when it starts to feel overwhelming for me. And that's when I start to feel a burnout, because you're doing the same thing over and over again and you're not necessarily giving your mind a break. It's not about taking a break when your body needs a break. It's about taking breaks to prevent yourself from needing one. At the end of the day, you're always going to need a break. Your mind and your body will always need a break. Workout schedules need to involve a rest day. It's so, so normal. So it's one of those things where you kind of just have to make sure that you are doing the things that you would do if you were already stressed out. If you were already stressed out about work or school, you'd probably take a day to just relax and rest and rot in bed, do a face mask, do a hair mask, and just chill out. That's what you would do if you were already stressed. What you need to start doing is doing those things before it gets to that point. Because when you get to that point, you might want to quit. You might want to stop what you're doing. You might want to drop your side hustle. You might want to drop something. You might want to just stop what it is that you're doing. And I think that we get to this point because we don't take those breaks in between. We'll work a full hour, full 8 hour workday and not take a break and not just like relax for a second and like take any breaks during that week. I never go a day without taking a break, I take multiple breaks, whether it's a little break to go on my phone and scroll through social media, whether it's a break to just go outside and get some air, to go on a walk, to go work out, to talk to a friend, to read a book, to meditate, to pray, to journal, whatever it is, to make a coffee, to cook a meal. Those are mental health breaks. Those are breaks that you are taking from work, from school, whatever it is in your schedule. You have to make sure you are incorporating that into your daily routine. You cannot just go, go, go. It's just too insane. It's not practical and it's not realistic. We live in such an overstimulated world, such an overstimulated society, and the work hustle is there and the grind is there, and that's amazing and that's great, but it is not practical to be doing 24/7, 7 days a week. It is not practical. And you have to make sure that you are allowing yourself to just breathe and just take a break. And reminding yourself that taking a mental health break is part of your workday. It is part of you being successful. It is part of you doing your best. Like, those are things that you have to be doing. And I always kind of even forget this myself, and I forget to give myself that time and to give myself that break. But it is so important, and it is something you have to do for yourself to avoid that burnout. If you already went through that burnout, which is kind of honestly what I've been going through with school recently, like when it comes to my work, I'm majority of the time feeling inspired, but I do have moments where I feel a little bit less motivated and stuff. When it comes to school, like right now, I'm in such a school burnout, like such a school burnout where I just am so burnt out from school. I just feel very tired. I feel very like I don't want to do my work. I'm starting to care less about my grades, but I also know I don't have a choice and I have to care about my grades and I have to do well and I have to finish off strong. And so I think that a lot of the time I kind of just have to force myself to do it. And I'm like, this is something I have to do. It's not something I feel motivated for. It's like, it'll be a beautiful day out. I'm in a cute outfit. I look good, feel good. My room is clean. Everything is perfect. But I just don't have the motivation to sit there and do the work because my brain is burnt out. And to kind of regain this motivation and recover from the burnout, the first thing I would say is take like a rest day, whether it's just sitting in bed all day, sitting in bed for a few hours, whatever it is, just take a rest day where you move your body a little bit, you do a hair mask, you do a face mask, you shower, you cook a meal, and you just relax, you wind down, read a book, watch TV. When you do that, towards the end of your rest day, start to go through a vision board, start to go through your goals, start to go through your to-do list, start to go through plans that you have for your future, things that you want to accomplish in the future. Start to do that type of stuff. Once you start to do that type of stuff, you will feel so much better, kind of just about like with just kind of like, you'll just feel better in the sense that you had this rest day, you kind of dealt with the burnout, you let yourself rest. And now you get to see the things you want to work towards. And I always just feel so motivated when I go through my vision board and when I go through my Pinterest. It makes me feel re-motivated to want to work hard. It gives me new goals, gives me new ideas, new motivation, new inspiration. So I always highly recommend going through your vision board and just kind of looking at the things that you do want to accomplish. So when I do that, that's a great way of recovering from burnout. It makes me feel great to recover from burnout in that way, but just getting re-inspired. But let yourself rest and then re-motivate yourself with the things that you want to accomplish and do things in baby steps. Don't try to do a million things at once. Don't try to regain your motivation and try to accomplish all this different stuff. Take a break and then just get back into it little by little. Start by completing one task, then start by completing another, and make a list of the things that you have to do. Write them down. Don't just think about what you have to do in your head, because that's when it's going to get overwhelming. I have to sit and write everything that I have to do, or else I will forget to do it, or it will just float in my head and just seem way more overwhelming than it is. Okay, you guys, this episode is sponsored by Daily Harvest. You guys have heard me talk about Daily Harvest before because I absolutely love everything about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest gives me the meals that I need that are quick, nutritious, and they fill me up for my whole day. Daily Harvest keeps my stomach and freezer full with many, many options like fruit and vegetable packed smoothies, bowls, and lattes. My favorite is their bowls because I just put a little bit of water in it, put it in the microwave, and it's ready within a few minutes. There's no cleanup. There's no bowls to wash in the sink. It is the easiest thing. And it leaves me feeling clean and full. There's so many options with Daily Harvest that even if you're a picky eater like me, there is going to be things that you can eat and that you will love that are in their option and in their variety. You don't have to worry about the grocery shopping, the prep, the cleanup, any of that. You just put your food in the microwave or in the oven and you eat it within a few minutes and there is no cleanup afterwards. For someone who just has a lot on their plate in general, especially during the college time, I have been so overwhelmed and stressed with work that trying to prepare a healthy meal has not been the easiest thing for me and has actually been so much of a burden on me because I want to eat clean, but I just don't have the resources or the time to do it. So Daily Harvest just makes it so easy to make sure that I'm still eating a nutritious meal without wasting too much of my time. And I could fit it in between schedules, meetings, classes, homeworks. When it comes to better choices, Daily Harvest makes it easy. Take the stress out of your mornings with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve to get up to $65 off of your first box. You heard that right. That is dailyharvest.com/fromeve for up to $65 off your first box. I will link it in the description below. Thank you so much to Daily Harvest for sponsoring this episode. And don't forget to go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve. You will not regret it. Let's continue with the episode.
The next question I got, how did you get into meditating? Honestly, I don't meditate as much as I would like to. I'm going to do more of like quick fire questions, by the way, like quicker ones. I honestly don't meditate as much as I should. So I try to meditate every morning or every night, like at least once a day, but sometimes I don't do it for 2-3 days. And then sometimes I'll do it every day or twice a day for like 2 weeks. So it fully just depends on my mood. And a lot of the time I try to force myself to do it because I do feel so much better after I do it. I love the Joe Dispenza meditations. I usually find it on YouTube. I think there's like a few on Spotify that like he's done on other podcasts, I believe, that I have listened to. But a lot of the time I'll just kind of YouTube it and play it on my TV. I have YouTube on my TV, so I'll kind of just go to YouTube on my TV, put Joe Dispenza meditation, and do whatever is there. I know he has like a website and stuff, but that's just what I use personally, and it like really helps me. But sometimes I do other meditations. I'll just go on Spotify, I'll put 5-minute morning meditation if that's the only amount of time I have, and I'll do a nice little 5-minute meditation. So fully just depends on my mood, and I do try my best to meditate when I can, but sometimes I just forget, and sometimes I'm not in the mood for it.
The next question I got, are you still super consistent with the gym? Yes, but not as much as I was before. I feel like last year I was not like missing a day at the gym. I was excited for every single day at the gym. I would get so excited to go. It was a part of my everyday routine. No matter what I was doing, I had to make sure I was spending time at the gym that day. And so now I'm kind of just like, I go when I can. I don't get as excited to go anymore like I used to, but I'm like starting to kind of get back into it. I think also when the weather is nice, you'd rather just be outside and do other things. And I think I'm so busy right now and my schedule is so crazy that finding the time isn't as easy as it used to be. But I feel like I just kind of like am not super into it how I used to be, and I need to kind of get back into it. I have not been as into it as usual, but I'm trying my best. I'm trying to fall in love with it. I think the biggest thing is just finding your workout, finding out what works best for your body, finding out what makes you feel the best. And once you kind of find out what makes you feel the best and what fuels you and just what makes you feel good, that's when
you're going to kind of realize, like, okay, wait, I actually like this whole thing. I actually like going to the gym. When I was doing Pilates workout classes, I was enjoying the gym a lot. It's just so expensive to keep up with, so I haven't kept up with it. But during that point, I was enjoying the gym a ton. So it's all about finding what works best for you. And yeah. Okay, you guys, that is how I'm going to end today's episode. I just wanted to answer a few questions for you guys and just have a conversation, just a little FaceTime conversation with you guys. Like I said, I have so many amazing things planned for you guys ahead. So make sure you guys are keeping up with my episodes. Follow me on social media. Everything is linked in the description. And I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you have an amazing and safe weekend. If you're celebrating Halloween, please be super, super safe. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Mwah.